When Rent stormed Broadway back in 1996, it was already a landmark. Its creator, Jonathan Larson, had died of an aortic aneurysm at the age of 35. His death was on the day his rock musical updating the opera La Bohème was to begin previews off-Broadway. That, along with months of anticipation and the fact that Rent was so contemporary, a gay-filled scheme set in the loopy, drug-saturated climb of Manhattan's Lower East Side, made its Broadway debut the arts event of the year in the big city. I vividly remember walking by the Nederlander Theater on 41st Street of Manhattan at 8 a.m. It was amazing to see dozens of young folks lined up, or more accurately, slumped on the cold sidewalk, waiting for the box office to open so they could grab the $20 tickets in the first two rows. Rent went on to run in New York for 12 years and then tour the world, a phenomenon of youth, desire, alternative lifestyles, and artifact of its time. Now it has returned to Little Roadie in a strong, locally produced production by the Ocean State Theater. Director-producer Amy Turner has managed a 14-member cast with an orchestra that is propelled with speed and commitment. There are fine performances throughout. Dan McInerney and Niall Hawver are both strong singers and effective actors as two young guys hanging on in Manhattan back when things were rocking and AIDS was everywhere. Brown University graduate Nora Fox is a sweet, overwhelmed Mimi, although her diction was less than fine. Janet McWilliams and Din Griffin head up the rest of the very good cast. The set, all tangled and beat up and very practical too, is by Kimberly V. Powers. Weston Wilkerson's lighting design glows in purples, reds, and yellows, a work of art in itself. With all of that said, let me add that right from the get-go of the original Broadway production, I've had a, shall we say, minority opinion concerning Rent. Yes, it's got some strong rock music. Yes, Lord knows, it's got a great source in La Bohème. But essentially, it is an empty show, a kaleidoscope filled with sound and fury and sorrow, signifying not a whole lot. Just consider that the great heroine, Mimi, whose death in Bohème is almost unspeakably real, manages to come back to life in this Broadway version. Enough said on that. Also consider that what we are really talking about here are the self-inflicted troubles of a bunch of suburban kids who have gotten into their late 20s or 30s without really having impact or drive, not to mention rent money, as they roll and rock from one garbage-strewn dead end to another. As we left the Nederlander Theater back in 1996, a friend of mine announced loudly that I guess I just worked too hard to care about these people. His shout-out brought laughter and agreement from a number of folks around us. So maybe it's an individual thing. And I can tell you that if you are among the many who love Rent, why then take a look at the Ocean State Theater production. It's a good one. It's just not for me.